3 o'clock hour of the program, brought to you by MM Comfort Systems. Victoria Taft filling in for Jason Rantz today. He's off gallivanting around town, doing something really exceptional, I'm sure, as he usually does on a daily basis. And this is the time when we find out, you know, what's trending?
What's trending at home?
Jay Inslee has made his big announcement after the sea change in our take on COVID. All of a sudden, the White House is demanding that everyone wear a mask. Mask mandates are all over the place, all over the country. And here in Washington State, Jay Inslee says, well, you wear a mask, the kids wear a mask, or school gets it.
We have to prevent the spread of COVID, obviously for the health of our children. But we also want to keep our schools open. We don't want to see waves of this virus going through the schools and force the closure of these schools. Our kids need to be in the classroom.
Yeah, they do. Why would we even consider closing them? And what is the deal with the mask mandates? Because as we've pointed out over and over and over, the science says kids are not even affected by COVID, even the vaunted Delta variant. So why the continued theater with masks on? It is astonishing. Oh, and by the way, that might come up as something that is part of pandemic number two, which Jay Inslee talked about a little earlier today. Let's listen.
We have to realize there's not just one virus in our state. There's two. One is the COVID virus, but the second is just as deadly, and that's misinformation.
Yeah, we'd love for you to stop putting out misinformation, Jay Inslee. That would be very helpful, actually. I mean, why would you say that children have to wear masks when children are not even impacted by this disease to any large degree? 98% of the kids don't get anything. I mean, what's going on there? Is it just another control issue? Let's think. Well. Nationally, COVID on the mind of all of the Democrats. Why? Because now we've decided that the DOJ is going to give everyone a free pass, all the employers, everyone in the country. Hey, you know, by the way, you guys, if you force your employees to get COVID shots, no problem. It said that the legal counsel has given the United States federal government and state governments, as well as private corporations, a green light to mandate COVID vaccines at will. Get a shot or you lose your job. It's pretty much the way Bob Ferguson's doing it at the AG's office in Washington. Now, that's pretty amazing. As access to COVID-19 vaccines has become widespread, I read here, numerous educational institutions, employers, and other entities across the United States have announced they will require individuals to be vaccinated. And I'm going to translate that for you, as my friend Kyle Becker did over at his Becker News. The Justice Department has just effectively announced that it will not prosecute complaints against vaccine mandates as a violation of your civil rights and due process laws. That's a problem. You know, all those people at the AG's offices across the country always talking about your civil rights? Not so much when it comes to their pet pandemic. You know, there are many things. I read here from an interesting article, which is a letter to the boss talking about how COVID mandates, vaccine mandates, are not only contrary to constitutional law and laws that are on the books that were passed long ago. It's an international law against that, especially in view of the fact that it's an experimental shot. Very, very interesting. Okay, what else is trending?
What's trending? You can't make this up.
No, you really can't. So this is what happened. Pike Place Market. Have you been there lately? I have. A couple of times.
You're brave. I am not brave enough to go down to Pike Place Market.
I've been going down where there are lots of people. So in the event that some person jumps you, which is always a distinct possibility, I will have backup. At least one would hope I would have backup. And I've been in the elevator where this next story takes place. And it has something to do with a woman and her child in a stroller getting into an elevator at Pike Place Market and then getting, well, listen, Seattle police arrested a 32-year-old woman Monday who is suspected of pepper spraying a woman and her child in an elevator at Pike Place Market. So that probably happens all the time, right? I mean, I can understand why this woman, who clearly has issues and possibly hangs around a lot at Pike Place Market, might want to have some pepper spray on her. Absolutely. But what she doesn't know is that you don't actually just spray anybody willy-nilly. Do you think there might have been some mind-altering drugs involved here? Let's think. Officers reported to a report of an assault at the market at about 4:30. And then officers arrived. This is PM, so it was in the afternoon. In fact, it was in broad daylight. Let me just point out the fact that it was in broad daylight. Officers arrived. They found the suspect pushing a stroller that had a bottle of bleach and was carrying a can of pepper spray. So I stand corrected. It was the person spraying the pepper spray who was pushing the stroller. I wonder if she stole it. Does it say? The victim told officers she was in an elevator with the suspect when she heard the woman swearing to herself. Uh-oh. After the victim asked the woman if everything was okay, the suspect pulled out a can of pepper spray and discharged it at the woman and her child. So things are normal. Things are normal. Medics treated the victims at the scene. That includes baby wipes on your eyes. And yet, another family not going back to Pike Place Market. You know what? So we were in Las Vegas and over the weekend because we just did. And I wanted to go see Usher. There, I said it.
Nice. Love that.
Yeah, I know. You're not a millennial who's going to ask me, does he still tour? Because I've gotten that a couple of times.
No,
thanks.
I would love to go see Usher. I love the early 2000 hip hop.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're dating me yet again. So we go there, and we're in an elevator, and there's a guy passed out on the floor of the elevator, and I'm looking at him, and he's just as still as a stick. And so I'm looking at my family who are there with me, and I go, is he alive? So I bent down and to ask him, hey, are you okay? Which clearly he wasn't, because he was obviously under some medication, shall we say, on the floor of the elevator. And then I asked him if I could help him up. He just jumps up and so he gets out of the elevator. And I thought, I wanted to make sure he was alive. Mission accomplished. Secondly, what if he'd had a knife or was pushing a stroller with pepper spray in it and bleach? Just an idea, which I didn't think about until later. I was concerned. I thought the guy might be, having a problem. What did I know? Told officers, this is the woman who's back at Pioneer Courthouse Square, the Pioneer Place. So she's down there. And so we've got her. Pike Place Market. I stand corrected. She probably lived at Pioneer Place. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? She told officers she's in a high-risk category and was very concerned about the Delta variant of COVID. Are people nuts over this? The Delta variant of COVID. So she's going around and spraying people in advance because she did not want to be apparently in close proximity with a woman and her daughter.
So that explains the pepper spray. Is the bleach into that too? She's afraid of the Delta variant, so she's carrying around bleach?
Is she drinking it? I mean, even Trump didn't say that. According to the King County Prosecutor's Office, who, by the way, we parenthetically add, will do absolutely nothing about this, the suspect claimed that she was defending herself because of the ongoing pandemic. So why get into an elevator with other people if that troubles your clearly weak mind? All bless her. That's just astonishing. So she's so concerned about the Delta variant that she was pushing a stroller with her bleach in it, feeding it on a two-hourly basis, you know, just making sure it's okay and, you know, not a failure to thrive and making sure that she's got everything set for her squat somewhere in Pike Place Market and attacking people in elevators.
That seems like the appropriate response to the pandemic, right?
Naturally. Nothing wrong with that.
I think I need to go restock my pepper spray supply.
And then I think. Yeah, you do. I think, you know, that guy in Las Vegas could have killed me. If he just had a stiletto in his boot or something, he could have just... And I would have been filleted. I'm not sure anybody could have done anything about it. Let's see what else is trending.
What's trending at home?
You know what? That was the wrong one. Let's try that again.
What's trending? National.
That one sounds better for this story.
It does sound better. I have to say that I'm the one worried about doing everything wrong today because I've never filled in on Jason's show. It's totally different than Todd's. I mean, the whole clock's different. I'm just kind of like, okay, am I doing this right?
Yeah, pressing buttons is hard for me, apparently, so.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh, bless your heart. This is national. So, let's see. Bill de Blasio yesterday talking about COVID shot mandates. How about if we play that one first?
We've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. You know, we could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing everywhere you turn. Incentives, friendly, warm embrace. The voluntary phase is over. We can keep doing those things. I'm not saying shut it down. I'm saying voluntary alone doesn't work. It's time for mandates because it's the only way to protect our people.
Okay, so Fuhrer de Blasio, who leads New York City, is there an election coming up pretty soon? I really fear for those people. So that was yesterday. Mandates are clearly what he's going to do. He's elevated, gone from step one to, which was the hamburgers and french fries that people would get for free. Remember, he was eating hamburgers and french fries going, hey, look, you get this if you get a shot. I'm sure all of the Wall Street bankers thought, oh, sure, I'm going to get a shot just to get that free hamburger. That's going to happen. So then he's talking big time. Mandates! We're going to get mandates! Must do! And then, this news out today, I read here. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio just announced in his daily press briefing that New York City will now pay people $100 when they get their first dose of COVID vaccine at city-run vaccine sites.
On Friday, we will provide at city-run vaccination sites, when you get your first dose of the coronavirus vaccine.
I'm sorry, what?
When you get your first dose, you will get a $100 incentive. $100 for any New Yorker who goes to a city-run site to get vaccinated. We'll say thank you. We'll say we're really glad that you got vaccinated for yourself, for your family, for your community. And here's $100. Thank you for doing the right thing and to encourage people. And not only do you get the $100, you then qualify to be able to do everything else that's wonderful in this city, including the amazing concerts coming up. You can't go to those concerts unless you're vaccinated.
Yeah, guess what? They're going to make everybody wear masks who've been vaccinated. The vaccines apparently don't mean anything, right? Because you can't live your life in a free way in New York City unless you do what they say, and then they'll come back with something else you have to do. So he went from, hey, guys, hamburgers, french fries. Hey, let me just go to my gym. I got to go to my gym. Oh, you know, you can't. I can't. And I can walk in the park. You can't walk in the. What are you doing here? What are you giving me a hard time for walking in the park in New York City? I'm the mayor, don't you know? By the way, I have to stay fit, so I have to go to the gym too. No, you can't go. What are you talking about? Who do you think you are? Hmm. Almost on the verge of 10 million doses of the vaccine have been administered in New York City. And like many, de Blasio believes that the only way to keep this recovery going is for more and more people to get vaccinated. Now, what they don't ever talk about, ever, is people who've already had coronavirus. And remember, Bill and Andrew Cuomo and all those guys in leadership, I'm making scare quotes. Remember, they all put grandmas and grandpas who were sick with COVID in the nursing homes, and then a lot of people died. So, if you ever had COVID, it doesn't count. It doesn't count until we put a shot in your arm. Very, very telling. What else is trending?
What's trending in Seattle?
Mayor Jenny Durkan, Durka, has decided that, you know, we need cops. It turns out Seattle needs cops. Now, who knew that? She didn't, because she let her police chief walk off the job. She has watched and, you know, given side eye to all the 250 police officers at Seattle Police Department walk off the job, getting other jobs somewhere else, taking all that experience, getting lateral moves to other better law enforcement agencies, you know, where they have bosses who let them do their job, who don't make them get spit on and lasered by Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters, who actually don't give away police precincts to protesters and rioters. I mean, what a concept. What a concept. So Jenny's talking about the fact that, you know, we need all of the above to help with Seattle's population deal with the rampant crime wave going on. Why is there a rampant crime wave? Well, we really don't know, actually. We don't enforce the laws. It's unclear why, in heaven's name, anyone would be attacked if there are no police officers, because there are so few on the job right now. We are not clear if there's a dot connection there. I mean, that's a data point, increase in crime. Data point, gangs, increase in crime. Data point, shootings, increase in crime. But here's Jenny's response.
And it is a false choice to say we have to choose between community-based solutions and police officers. We need both. And I think that what we have to be focused on then is how do we make sure that when we have something like Saturday night where you have multiple incidents happen, that you're not using every police officer on duty, having to bring in an extra shift early and keep a shift on just to respond. We, you know, community safety is a fundamental duty of government, and we need to have adequate officers to do it right. And for those officers to be able to do their job well, we need to make sure that there is enough officers to provide backup and relief.
Who is that person? She looks like Jenny Durkan. We're not sure who it is. She's impersonating a mayor who I think should have said that a little over a year ago. How interesting. Gosh, we need cops. We need backups for cops. We need people to stop others from stabbing each other, shooting each other. There's a 6 people shot in Seattle over the weekend. 6 people. There's a lady, crazy lady. I think we can make it clear that, well, she was driving a stroller with a gallon of bleach in it, and I assume she's calling it her baby. I don't know. Here's Jenny Durkan. Those people get the other look the other way. Now what happens is, oh well, we need police officers. You know, you should have probably said something before 250 cops walked off the job, Mayor Durkan. Durkan. Wow. I like this music. Hi, it's Victoria Taft in for Jason Rantz. That's the first time I've filled in for Jason. I have been filling in occasionally for Todd Herman, and that's been a privilege, and now Jason. So I don't know. We'll see how this goes, shall we, Peyton? I mean, I think that we'll probably just have to muddle our way through this.
I think we're rocking and rolling.
Oh, do you think so? Well,
I do think so.
Well, we have some rock and roll coming up in just a bit, which will actually be fantastic. By the way, what is that song that you just played for Bump Music?
I don't know. Jason has a whole playlist of...
It's kind of jazzy. I mean, kind of funky and groovy.
He finds some, like, deep tracks, I think, that nobody's ever heard of. And I genuinely, there's, like, one song on our In Bumps that I've ever heard of. And it's... What's that one? That one's 21 Pilots, the one that I know. This one, no clue who it is. I just have a folder called In Bumps.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Well, we've got lots going on the program today. And... let's just keep it going, shall we? We're just going to continue with what's trending. And I will tell you that COVID is trending today. And I will tell you it's because there's now a new excuse, a new made-up excuse for mandating masks. In the state of Washington, they're going to mandate masks for children who do not, to any appreciable degree, get COVID. But the schools must open. And if the kids don't wear masks, the schools get it. And that's what's happening in the state of Washington. Meantime, in Washington, D.C., in the House of Representatives, there has been a backlash on Nancy Pelosi's edict, her diktat, that all congressional representatives, vaccinated or not, should have a mask. And on the floor, I think it was today, Chip Roy, GOP congressional representative from Texas, so you know where he's coming from, he says, okay, now let's get this straight. You people are letting thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens at the border to come in with COVID. And we're doing mask mandates on the floor of the House? What? Let's listen.
We have a crisis at our border, and we're playing footsie with mask mandates in the People's House. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what this body is doing, the People's House. It's an embarrassment. It's a mockery. And the American people are fed up. They want to go back to life. They want to go back to business. They want to go back to school without their children being forced to wear masks. Mm-hmm. To be put in the corner, to have mental health issues. And we're running around here, and the speaker comes down here at 10 o'clock in the morning saying, we got to wear masks in the People's House while we've got thousands of people pouring across our border, and Democrats don't do a darn thing about it, heavily infected with COVID. We have the New York Times, okay, today. What a mess. CDC about to reverse on indoor masking for the vaccinated, quote unquote. This is some serious nanny state stuff that will only breed resentment. No kidding. Consider resentment being magnified right here on the floor of the House of Representatives. We are absolutely sick and tired of it, and so are the American people. This sham of an institution is doing nothing for the American people, nothing for the betterment of the people that send their representatives here. I just met this morning with an organization that tries to take care of people from human trafficking. Met with an elected official from Mexico while cartels are raping and pillaging and killing. And we have people infected with COVID coming across our southern border into Texas. And you all put masks up front here on the People's House. We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Well, which is it, vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is. I'd like Dr. Fauci to come down and answer a single question about natural immunity. Have you been infected with a virus? Do you have immunity? Or are they just going to go around poking people saying you must take a vaccine?
Yes, they are.
Oh, but sorry, the vaccine doesn't work. You must wear a mask. This institution is a sham, and we should adjourn and shut this place down.
Well, that sounds wonderful, because I will tell you, I don't care what political party you are, you will agree with this. When they're not in session, they can't do any harm to us. So I'm all for Chip Roy's, hey, let's close it down. What is it? Masks or vaccines? What are we doing here? And I just saw this very interesting story out of the UK today. And COVID survivors, as it calls them, who get reinfected have lower viral loads and are less likely to suffer symptoms, official data suggested today. They claim the figures, taken from the analysis of almost 20,000 Britons, are proof the disease has become milder. This is the latest large place to get afflicted with COVID Delta variant. And they're saying, after studying 20,000 people, that it's actually a milder version. And of course, people who got it initially have some immunity. And so they're unlikely to get a huge viral load. This thing on? Honestly. Honestly. So there he is calling for people to do something quickly. Do something and get some information. How about Dr. Fauci? Do we have that Dr. Fauci cut? This might be a perfect place to put it. You know, because the Dr. Fauci talking about how, well, you know, the CDC recommendations and the guidance thereof, that hasn't really changed from anything. He was on with Mika and Joe the other day and said that. Do we have that cut, Peyton?
I don't have that cut. Ready, at least.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. I just basically told you that. Well, we're not changing. We didn't change anything. The disease changed. Oh, it's always going to change. Do you know that? It's going to change like the flu. We're going to get to the point where we just have yearly flu shots for COVID. For the population of people who feel that they are most at risk. And that's what we're going to do. That's what's going to happen. Guess who's not going to get shots every year? Children. This is just a real big power play. And they're trying to overwhelm the media. They're trying to flood the zone with all of these stories to make us afraid of it. And really what you have to do is pull back and go, what the heck are they doing? And ask the question that we should always ask. Who benefits from this? Who benefits? All right. Chris Cuomo was on with an unvaccinated representative, Byron Donalds, the other day on the program. I think it was last night. And he was, Chris Cuomo of CNN, very, very upset with the lawmaker and who's a black lawmaker. And he's a GOP lawmaker and could not help but white mansplain to the black folk who is a congressional representative and was hired by the people in his district in Florida to do the right thing. And he tried to give the guy a bunch of grief. Why? Because he doesn't have a shot after already having COVID. Listen to Chris Cuomo.
The reason has to be, part of the reason that you're seeing what you're seeing in Florida is because of vaccine hesitancy. And an aspect of vaccine hesitancy is politics, especially in your state. Don't Fauci Florida. We all know that was about. Do you feel responsible for spreading a message where I'm not going to take it because I don't care what Biden wants? Byron Donald's not going to take it because he doesn't care what Biden wants. You think that's a good message for people to hear?
Well, the first thing is my message was never about Joe Biden. The message is about me and my own personal health.
I'm not getting vaccinated because I don't want to.
Hold on, Chris.
I want to read your words. I want to read your words.
I didn't cut you off. Don't
cut me
off.
Byron, I know you don't get to cut me off. It's my show. But just listen. It has nothing to do with what Joe Biden wants.
It gets worse.
It has nothing to do with what Joe Biden wants.
Actually,
I never brought him up when I was deciding whether or not to get vaccinated. Why did you?
A reporter asked me on a news show, and I said it has nothing to do with what he wants. I chose not to get vaccinated because I chose not to get vaccinated. I already had COVID-19 once. I'm 42 years old. I'm in very good health. I actually get checkups regularly and do all those things. That's a personal decision from myself.
Oh, I see. So he already has immunity. He has natural immunity, which they never talk about because it's all about kneeling in fealty to the health industrial complex, if you will. I mean, that's what I feel like, to get the shot that may or may not do the right thing for an individual. In this case, the representative, the congressional representative from Florida, said, you know, I'm 42. I'm not even in a cohort of people who are at risk of getting COVID. And I've already had COVID. Okay, so I got COVID. I'm not going to get likely reinfected, and I'm unlikely to have the kind of, even if I get any more COVID around me, I'm not going to have a viral load that's going to pass it along, because we've already decided that asymptomatic viral loads don't do that. Didn't we already decide that? Or has the science changed again? Has the science changed? Peyton, has the science changed again? I don't get it. Do masks work? No. Do masks work? Yes. Do shots work? Of course. Do shots work? Nah, not so much. You better get another one. I'm sorry. Am I missing something here? Am I missing something here? Oh, my. My. Good afternoon to you. Victoria Taft in for Jason Rantz. The Jason Rantz. Well, we've been going through story after story of what's going on in Seattle and elsewhere about COVID and all kinds of things. And we thought we'd end the hour, at least, with a fantastic story on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives, where it's apparently white boy summer over there. And Representative Sean Casten, Democrat from Illinois, and I hasten to add, old enough to know better, channeled his inner black-eyed peas, I read here from Mediaite, during a speech on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. It happened on Wednesday about the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC, amid the ongoing hot summer. Let's find out what Representative Sean Casten dared to do on the floor.
I rise to continue our celebration of hot FERC summer. As climate activist Fergie would certainly say, the Fergalicious definition is to make our planet cooler. So listen up, y'all, because this is it. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, better known as the F to the E to the R to the C, is one of the most important federal agencies to fight climate change, and if I'm doing this right, one that a few more of you are now keeping track of. Having a well-air-conditioned home when it's hot, that's Fergalicious. Getting your electricity from the lowest-cost reliable source, Fergalicious. An electric transmission system that keeps everything from electric vehicles to steel mills running with zero carbon electricity, Fergalicious. With record-setting heat waves already causing deadly droughts, wildfires, and overwhelmed power grids, we've run out the clock and must transition to a clean energy economy, and we need FERC's help. So today I'm proud to introduce the Right to Timely Rehearings at FERC Act with my friend Mr. Malinowski, a bill to ensure that everyone has access to fair and timely hearings at the commission. But Congress can't do this alone. Moving at the pace demanded by the climate crisis will take all hands on deck, and a fully staffed
climate
FERC
crisis
is going to be critical to that success.
You know,
thank you, Madam Speaker, and I yield
thank
back.
Thank you. So you're welcome. I'm glad to give you the floor there, fella. I just wanted to tell you that your data on climate change is wrong. We're actually getting cooler now. We're going through another phase. We just got warmer. Now we're getting cooler. Because you're not going to believe this, but there are different times and a pattern that develops over time, and the climate changes. And if you're really worried about the electrical grid and the entire panoply of things that create and make their way into our energy sphere, why would you shut down oil pipelines that help power different things that we need? Why would you do that? Why would you close back up ANWR? Why would you close back up other places that have produced oil, making us oil independent and then beholden to Middle Eastern oil? Why would we do that? Why does California never build any places to put more water? What's up with that? It's not Fergalicious. He wants to fast track stuff on the climate. And it reminded us that perhaps it would be helpful to have the original Fergalicious to perhaps go out the 3 o'clock hour. Listen.
Because this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I rise to continue our celebration of Hot FERC Summer. As climate activist Fergie would certainly say, the FERCalicious definition is to make our planet cooler. So listen up, y'all, because this is it. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, better known as the F to the E to the R to the C, is one of the most important federal agencies to fight climate change, and if I'm doing this right, one that a few more of you are now keeping track of. Having a well air-conditioned home when it's hot, that's FERCalicious. Getting your electricity from the lowest cost reliable source, FERCalicious. An electric transmission.
Aren't they trying to get rid of the air conditioners?
Everything from electric vehicles to steel mills running with zero carbon electricity.
Okay. What year did that song come out?
I want to say 2003.
I see.
Let's actually find out. 2006, I shorted it.
Oh, so he chose to go back to, in the Wayback Machine, 2006 to get something that had something to do with FERC, or at least something that he can manipulate into FERC, which came close to Fergie, sort of, and maybe, and then Fergie-licious, which he turned into FERCalicious.
Yeah, and I think he made a big mistake because Sean Paul also came out with Temperature that year, and that might have played out better for him.
Yeah, it could have been. But, you know, nothing says the electrical grid quite like Fergie-licious, or I'm sorry, FERCalicious. I find it so fascinating, and I apologize to those of you who love to hear Jason talk about in very, very nice terms about the people on the other side of the aisle. But, and I would put this to you, why do you keep trying to get rid of energy? Why? Why do you keep removing dams? Why? That all helps. Why do you say and insist on the fact that we need to remove air conditioners? Why? Okay. Victoria Taft filling in for Jason Rantz, and coming up in the next hour, the big local. Whew. You know, those police reform package items really helping out. Back in a minute.